Right. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. He's the only way.
The only way.
He was fully God, fully man.
Listen, Jesus has been in the Bible from the beginning.
Well, he is the Word. He came the Word in flesh, right? Amen. Yes. And John 1 says he was in the beginning. He created all things. He's coming in the end. So he died for the remission of our sins. Yes. And the only way we get that washing and cleansing of his blood is to what? Do you know?
Yeah, we have to repent.
Repent. You got that right. That's awesome.
As our Lord and Savior, we have to believe. And that's why the world is so confused now. See, it's our time to rejoice. Because if our eyes are open, we can see what's going on. And I praise so much. I'm so excited to see you guys out here doing this.
Right. So, yeah, let's keep going through the gospel to make sure. Because there's a key point I want to make sure you know. You might know it. So, we're talking about repentance, right?
Yes.
Turning from your ways to his ways.
Absolutely.
And we're going to follow after him. And if he sees a willing heart of obedience, what happens?
Well, we're saved.
We get the Holy Spirit within us.
Yes,
born from above. Born again. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He left the Holy Spirit as a comforter. Amen.
He did. And he's going to teach us all things. So then, if the Holy Spirit was within us, then what do? What happens? Because we're new inside, a new creation.
Yes.
Isn't our life new too? Everything about us is old and gone, and everything new is coming. Yes, so we follow in obedience because we love him. So we have fruits worthy of repentance, right?
Yes,
the fruits are the result of what he's doing within us. If we don't have that, we don't have him.
Absolutely.
Right, you got that. And then we got to keep doing that. We got to endure in the faith all the way to the end, because we can't turn away.
No, we can't.
We can turn away.
No, we can't turn away. I can't. I'm speaking for myself. I cannot turn away.
Okay, but it's possible people can forsake the Lord.
Yes.
Okay,
because
Because
he gives us that choice. And but how do we stay on the straight and narrow path? Because it's a constant renewing of the mind.
It is.
One of my prayers is, Lord, help me to keep my mind and my heart on you. And I said, Lord, order my steps.
Amen.
I want to be obedient to his will, not my will.
That's exactly the way it is. You're saying it. That's awesome. So I'm glad you appreciate seeing us out here. So what we do on there, you and I just walk through the gospel on there. And on the back is a bunch of lies about man-made religion that we're warning people. Jesus said there'll be much deception, many false teachers, antichrist in the world. Right. All the churches out there.
Yes.
Made of man, 40,000 different names with a different Jesus on each one. Didn't Paul say that's a cursed gospel?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we're out here doing, because we all came from various parts of denominational religion or organized religion, we repented of all that.
Amen.
We came out of the world. We're now the ecclesia, the called out separate holy ones, kind of like Israel was when God called them out, told them everything they should be doing. That's Torah. We don't have that today. But in the new covenant, we kind of have a resemblance of it.
Yeah.
We're in the world. We don't look like them.
No.
I got to help you on that. If you're a born-again daughter of the Most High, you need to go deeper on things for women.
Oh,
we also don't act like them.
No.
Entertainment, sports, politics, the work, because this is Satan's kingdom.
Absolutely.
So you got a lot of wisdom.
Absolutely.
I want to encourage you to go deeper, because if you're claiming to be out of Satan's kingdom and born into God's kingdom, you don't want to love this world, right? James 4:4. Friendship with the world makes us an enemy of God.
Of course.
And you know what friendship means? Fondness.
Yes, and also I have to walk. See you later, sir. My name is Zelda.
Zelda?
Yes. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to walk and catch up. Oh, they're right there. Okay.
But I do, and that's what people need to do, is actually go deep. And it's really not hard.
It's a matter of repenting and obeying, and especially if somebody's been given the truth and eyes enlightened. You know, the Holy Spirit teaches us all truth, and it doesn't take that long, does it?
Not at all.
I want to encourage you to go deeper, because there is more. So if there's a few things wrong in our life, even if just one, there's usually more, isn't there?
Yes.
Issues, we always got to examine ourselves. Apostle Paul says, examine yourself lest you be a reprobate, even him. And he had to keep pressing on because he hadn't gained the mark yet. Right? So we have to keep pursuing and pressing on. So check out our website on there. It's our body's website. We have many people that are contributing. We fellowship around the world on the internet, and we share truth with people. And we'd love to help you. Our email's on there, too.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
Sister Amen.
Sister Amen.
Yes. Nice to meet you. It was nice to meet you too. Take care.
Preaching him, the only hope.